What's up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: preparation is king. Okay, so the painting is getting done at my house. The house renovations are in full swing. They're in full effect. Now, the painting is like, this has happened a lot where I was like, people are like, oh, you're getting your house painted? Why don't you just do it yourself? Like, fuck that. And then that was like just before I realized how much work actually has to go into getting the house painted. But I was like, no, fuck that. There's no chance I'm going to do the whole house by myself. I don't want to do it. I want to get a good job done. I'm going to pay for it. And people are like, yeah, but it's so much money. I'm like, yeah, but really, like, again, it comes back to that whole thing of like, my profession is in the gym and helping people shift and helping businesses grow. It's not in painting houses. That's what the painting people do, right? That's how they roll. Now, when I said no, I was like, okay, cool. It's like, yeah, they're going to have to paint the house. They're going to have to clean it up first. I get that. But what's happened is they've had 2 days on gurneys. There was four or five guys each day on a gurney, like blowing it down, cleaning it off, washing it down with a high pressure hose. It's like 4 or 5 people. For 2 days it took them to do. They got on the roof. They're doing the whole roof because they're painting the whole thing. The roof, the sides, everything. They're doing the walls. They're washing absolutely everything down. 2 days. And one, I'm scared of heights, so I've never been on my roof. And when I had to like sort of get on the roof, I was fucking shitting myself, so I'm not doing that. Now, they're up there 2 days, all right? This is day two now. They were there yesterday doing the sanding of it, and it's making a huge noise, and that's why I'm trying to spend as little time in the house as possible, because it's just the sanding on weatherboards just echoes through the whole house, and it's like this it sounds like that. It's a really annoying noise, and you can't focus, can't get anything done. So I'm off to train. I've already floated this morning for an hour. I'm about to go and train for 2 hours. And yeah, and probably, you know, take the dogs for a walk later and go get lunch. Like, I'll spend as much time out of the house as possible today. But so this is day two of the sanding, and I was saying to the guy just before, I was asking the painter, I'm like, man, there's a lot of work that goes into this, into the prep, because they got to sand, they got to plug it all up, and then they got to sand it again and doing heaps of stuff. And I said, how long is it going to take you to keep preparing? He's like, oh, the rest of today and probably half of tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get some paint on tomorrow afternoon. It's like, holy shit. So it's going to take 4 to 5 guys, like 5 days essentially, to prep. Just to prep before they even put any paint on, right? Now, if it was me doing it, I would have just thought, oh, yeah, give it a little bit of sand, get bored with it. Don't worry about the side of the house, no one can see, and just fucking start slapping paint on. That's how I would have rolled with it. But he's like, yeah, no, the preparation's the key part. Like, he's like, the painting side's really easy. The painting side's not that hard, and it's not that bad. It doesn't take that long. But the actual preparation of it, if you don't do a good job, the whole job's ruined. And I was like, huh. And then I started to think about it for the way I live my life. Like, my whole morning is based around preparation. So I get up, I do a thing called the stack. It's basically like, you've heard me speak about positive focus and the work, and it's basically a combination of that, bit of journaling, basically getting, if you look at it as journaling, I get up and I spend about 30 to 40 minutes getting whatever's in my head out, questioning stories, questioning beliefs, and I do a lot of that. Now, for me, that's key. I have to do that every day, because I know how good it makes me feel. I know how focused I can get from that situation. And from there, like, for this morning as an example, got up, did that sort of thing, the journaling side of things, went outside, I was listening to a podcast and doing some yoga stretches, getting some flexibility in, and that was probably another 15 minutes. So by this time, I'm probably looking at 45 minutes-ish. And then I had my greens caps. And then what I did from there is I went in, I just spent a bit of time with Tao, just hanging out, just chilling, like probably 15, 20 minutes, looking at dog photos actually, which was really cool. And then I went and floated for an hour, had an hour in the float tank, come home, had a green smoothie, and I sent a few text messages out to different people just to check in, say g'day, and you know, keep in touch so it doesn't get away from me. And now I'm off to train, right? Now I'm off to do my, like, I train in the morning, so, because obviously I'm working at nights. If I was working at nights, I would have counted my wake up for the body as the yoga stuff. But right now I'm off to get into some martial arts based work, and that's then I'll start my day after that. I'll get some lunch, and then I'll start work around like 1 and work through to probably like 8:30-ish, maybe about 2, depending on how this sanding goes. But that's the whole day. So I spend my whole morning, my whole routine, putting myself in a position of power and putting myself in a position where I'm on fire, ready to go, right? Preparing myself to do good shit, right? If I don't do this, it doesn't, like, it's a shitstorm. It is a shitstorm. I know that might sound excessive to some of you, and you'd be like, yeah, well, it's easy for you to say, you don't have to start work at 9 o'clock. When I started at 6 o'clock, I still did this shit. I still got up and I still get the journaling done. I still get the breathing done, a little bit of meditation. It might have only been 2 or 3 minutes when I was doing it. I'd still get my green supplements in, right? I'd still get a little bit of like stretching and stuff done. I was doing it when I was at work in the class. It'd take like 3-4 minutes with the class, and I'd start stretching and start moving that way, right? Like it's possible. You don't need to have like a full morning booked out to do this stuff, to put yourself in power, to listen to audiobooks and things like that. You don't need to. A lot of people use that as an excuse to basically skip that side of things. They're like, you have time, right? When they drive to work, they listen to fucking Fifi, Fev and Byron rather than listening to something productive that's going to teach them something. They listen to debates about Brendan Favola and his daughter Brenda and arguments between him and Fifi, and they look at all that drama rather than listening to a podcast. Now, how do I know about Fifi, Byron and Fev? I on the drive to work yesterday, I went with Tal, and she was telling me about it. She's like, I was driving to Pilates and I was listening to this. She's listening to this audiobook. It finished, so she turned it over to the radio, and she's listening to this debacle going on with Brenda and Brendan and Fev and his kid and Fifi, and they're going off at each other, not going off at each other, but it, like, she's crushed Fev's feelings and all that sort of shit. Now, what, like, that does nothing for anybody. Right, like these podcasts here, for example, these can light you up. I know they can light you up because I get a lot of messages from people who say, hey, look, that podcast was sick. I don't get them every day. I'm not one of those, I'm not somebody who just gets heaps of messages. Like, you know, a lot of people will say, hey, I'm getting a lot of messages about stuff. That usually means they're not getting messages. You know, like you'll hear, I don't know, in the PT world, for you guys that are strength coaches out there, you'll see somebody, hey, or, you know, it might be someone opening their marketing pitch with, I'm getting a lot of questions lately about ketogenic diets. And then they go on to sell a ketogenic diet supplement. That's absolute bullshit. They're not getting questions. They just wanted a reason to talk about ketogenic diets and the thing that they're selling. So anyway, I digress. When you look at the preparation and how you go about it, the opposite to what I do would be to wake up, roll over, hit snooze, check Facebook and Instagram, start scrolling, start liking, you know, different pictures and whatever, and then lay in bed for maybe like 20-30 minutes, get up, rely on your coffee to light you up. Like, just literally, like, some people's action plan is get a coffee on the way to work, and that's their like power focus, that's their way to produce, and that's their way to get lit up. Like, it's fucking craziness. Think about, like, I've had 2 coffees too, don't get me wrong, I'm not against coffee. But think about how I'm talking right now. It's currently 9 o'clock. Like, my day is just getting started. I've done, been up for, it's 9:18. I got up at about 5:18. So I've probably been up for 4 hours, and I've done a lot of shit. I've read books, I've done journaling, I've done like breakthrough stuff. I've floated for an hour. Like, I've had breakfast as a smoothie. Like, it's crazy. All right. I don't say any of this to brag. I just say this to point out a critical fact that if you're not preparing for your day, you're gonna have a fucking rough day. You're gonna lose control at some point. Your mind's gonna wander, your mind's gonna drift. As opposed to if you get up, you do this shit every single day, you put yourself in a position where you're in power and you're ready to go and you're ready to do what you need to do, you can start to like really accelerate your results. Now guys, I want you to have a think about this. Where in your life aren't you preparing? Is it in your body? Is it in your mindset? Is it in your relationships? Is it in your production? Is it in your fun? Right? Like, people need to realize that if you don't prepare and book out things like that, book out things like even fun, it's very, very difficult to keep it on check. Anyway, Part two to that question, guys. What is action step number one that you need to take to be prepared, ready to accelerate and grow at a rapid pace in any area you choose? All right, that's all I've got for you guys today. I'm going to go train. I'm going to go hopefully not get punched in the face today. We'll see how we go. I'll check in with you guys tomorrow. If you have any questions, please hit me up. If you have any podcast topics that you want me to cover, please hit me up. I've got a good one today, so I've got some topics to talk about over the next few days, which is exciting, and hopefully it helps out the people who ask them. All right, I'll talk to you all shortly. Bye.